Man, I talked to my people in Africa. They really love the last episode.
The most way too loud. Little podcast.
Is that too loud?
Was.
Too loud, Ruben.
Ruben, calm down, Ruben. Say.
Just sit back, sip on some whiskey, and be entertained.
I'm just saying that, Doc.
Because the Whiskey Bros are about to make love to your
ears. I think I do a better job than him.
Swaff that with my brand new Whiskey Bro hats.
Made by Virgil Leather.
Yeah.
Who you might have heard on the show.
Yeah.
You know, we had our buddy Ruben joining us back again.
Ruben, so how's it going over there, bro?
Ah! Oh, my God. And our ears are blown out.
Ruben's never been this loud in his life.
I'm pretty sure.
Or white.
I'm pretty sure.
He's never been this white.
Yeah, your tan went to shit, man.
Yep. Yeah, I did.
I don't know how it does that in a week. You must have been spray tan.
It was those COVID vaccinations.
Oh, man. I did. I got a little sun this week. Look at that.
I do see a little color up there.
Same. I'll put my...
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
It's good to have running water back at the studio.
Yeah.
So we can clean all of our glasses that haven't been cleaned
in
years.
Yeah, had some green stuff floating around in it.
Hey, y'all want to see this? Here's a little bit of green.
Ooh, you can, right there. That's perfect because you can't even see your eyeballs through the glass.
This is the Whiskey Bros science experiment.
Yes.
That's awesome.
We used to drink out of that.
Used to? What do you mean?
We still. Well, if you pour whiskey in, it disinfects it, right?
It's a
solvent?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we already know that amoebas can't live in the whiskey.
Amoebas don't live in whiskey.
That's right.
They don't swim either.
Yeah, so speaking of the hats, though, announcement. Virgil Leather Company is our new...
Hold it closer to the camera.
Well, they see what our patch
is. Very unprofessional in what you're doing right now.
New sponsor.
The camera's over there.
Well, I'm looking at the screen here. Yeah. New merch sponsor. They're gonna do our merch for us. Virgil Leather Company. Look it up.
Yep.
All your needs. They do a little bit of everything. Oh, they got these little...
Virgil Leather.
They literally do everything.
Do you need to show that cigar case?
Yeah, cigar cases.
That's awesome.
You want cigar cases? Look at that. They can customize. Look, my name's on it. Whiskey Bros. They can do anything. If you want it, get it done there.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be Whiskey Bros. Like, you could do, like, your name.
But if you want it Whiskey Bros, that's ready to go.
And
it's locked and loaded.
It would be cooler if you did.
I mean, you would be awesome.
Yeah.
You would be, obviously.
Let me see one of those old.
This one's my favorite.
No. Yeah, okay. That's not the one I was talking about.
Okay.
He's got a camera.
Yeah, see, this one's kind of effed up.
I don't think that's effed up. That's awesome.
You can't
look
see
that.
The Y or the W.
It's patinaed.
It's Hisk Bros.
No, but
Hisk Bros. That sounds like Cora saying
so you're talking Hisk. About that one, which is less awesome.
Huh. Yeah, that's clean.
I love you guys.
Clean.
I love you too, bro.
What's wrong?
Not in a gay sort of way.
Hashtag no homo.
Hashtag no homo.
Can we still do that? Is that even
a thing anymore?
I mean, nobody does the hashtag thing anymore.
Yeah, hashtag no homo.
Is it back to pound me?
I don't know what it is. You don't even see the hashtag anymore. Nobody says hashtag anymore.
Nope.
I do all the time.
Just said fuck you and roll. It looked like a ghost pulled that thing off of the book.
It might have. It was like a ghost.
Goodbye.
I mean, that's our night so far.
Mm-hmm.
Haunted Whiskey Bros.
Hashtag haunted Whiskey Bros. Mm-hmm. Hashtag no homo. Man, that distracted
me. Dude, you got cool. I didn't even notice the cap clip.
Yeah. For golf.
Well, here, I got you one. Not that you ever play golf with us, but.
No, I don't play. Don't even give that to me. We're better
to give it
to the listener.
There it is, it's a ball marker.
It would go to waste.
Golf ball marker.
Golf ball marker.
Yes.
Can't mark your balls up with it.
I guess it could be like a flip coin. Like if you needed a flip coin, like you're trying to figure out heads or tails.
Yeah, because I think the back of it is just silver. Yeah. Oh, gold. Yeah.
Silver and gold.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, now that we got our sponsor talk out of the way, thanks for listening, everybody. Good night.
Yep.
JK.
I don't think you can say that anymore either. You're too old. We're
ending all the old puns, huh?
Can't say JK.
I wanted to talk about instances when Heath,
like Instagram.
No, instances like when Heath texts us, and the things that we have to decipher.
Yeah,
because you don't really just type it in, do you?
Negative.
You do voice to text, and you
as
don't even.
He should
it.
Because and he's usually driving.
And the rule is, whatever she hears
is what gets.
That's
in.
What I put out there.
Where did it go? Yeah, it was did you delete it?
I didn't delete nothing. I don't even know how to do that.
Oh, here it is. I found it.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So you don't even proofread it. You're just
negative.
Like blah 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 blah. Sin.
Sin. Yeah. Yes.
And then we get it and we read things that are like, does the Whiskey Bros need to event a male leakage pad for your butthole when you get? That's it. See? That's it.
What were you trying to say there?
It just ends when you get.
When you get old is what it was supposed to say. When you get, because you know, as you grow old, the stories are that your buttholes will start leaking.
So it's event, but he clearly meant invent.
Invent.
Yeah. I mean, a leaky butthole is an event, though.
It is an event, yes.
Yeah, that's true. It's like it's just close enough to make you like, okay, what's he talking about?
I know, then you got to decipher. That's what's cool.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Hemorrhoids?
Well, just leaky buttholes
no,
in general.
No, leakage.
Yeah, yeah. There's anal, leakage.
Anal but
there's,
seepage.
There's things, and this is legit, we're probably about to get robbed of our invention. But there's invention.
Yeah.
There's things for women's leakage problems.
Sure.
But there's no men leakage problem devices.
Are there really none?
Not that I know.
I mean,
Doc.
Besides depends.
Well, that's diapers, but that's kind of everybody. You know, like tampons and pads are meant strictly for women.
So you want something to...
I mean, not necessarily...
Insert.
No, I guess a pad would work, wouldn't it?
I've never had...
The panty liner pad?
Yeah, I've never had a dude patient actually use a tampon for that purpose. But,
but it
I
would
don't,
work.
I don't see why it couldn't be utilized.
Y'all are fucking disgusting.
I'm just saying, it's like I've never had anybody try that.
Real hard question.
I've never heard of anybody
is the
try that.
Tampon strong enough to enter the sphincter?
Oh yeah, it's a plastic inserter, right?
Yeah,
but is that gonna hurt?
You tell us.
For people who do it all the time,
for research and development purposes,
try it.
This
all right? You heard it here.
The invention.
No, don't say that. If you happen to
call the doc
try
line,
it, call the doc line.
Let us know how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to have more leakage than you started with by trying this,
yes.
Perhaps.
But just like with the
leakage,
the ivermectin, right? It
readily
was
available.
Created for a different purpose, but a lot of people are using it.
But so on the pad, if you will, it has a panty liner sticky thing, right? Where you can peel it. And
yeah.
It kinda sticks so it stays on the
okay.
Panties.
Valid.
Could you not?
Valid
could,
point,
could,
bro.
Could dudes with seepage.
Yes.
Maybe it would work the same, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, they'd stick it to their, like, underwear, but just a little,
so
farther back and higher up.
Every time you pull it off, you remove some hair.
Yeah.
It's like a free wax.
Positionally different, just like with the bidet head.
Yes,
right?
It has the feminine.
Yeah, so it
spray.
Changes position whether you're, what you're trying to achieve with it.
Same thing
with a pad.
We have really explored this, haven't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
I
just wanted to make fun of what Heath says.
No,
randomly.
We're going down the hole.
Here we
now,
are.
Buddy, huh?
Here we are. Mm. Tampons for Tim.
For dudes.
I mean,
tampons
no conversation should be voodoo around us.
No.
It's true. We don't. Welcome to the fold with the Whiskey Bros.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talk about everything.
Literally.
Yeah.
Everything.
And remember, we still have vault episodes that are worse.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow they're worse.
Tell us your thoughts on the doc line. Will tampons for men become
worse.
A thing?
Yeah.
So what is inspired by this? Are you having leakage?
Well, you know, ever so often you wipe a little too hard and you're like,
true.
I got some, or you get the swamp ass.
Oh yeah. That's a,
yeah.
And you're like, man, I just,
it's getting warmer outside. Do you have a problem?
That's what's weird. Like, cause I've talked to people that are like, oh, you got to use powder. You got to do this. I've never had chafing problem ever in my life.
You've had this conversation with other people.
The chafe, the powder and the ball soup thing?
All the time. I have conversation with them all the time.
I've never had.
About anal seepage?
No.
Sure.
No, ball soup areas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
But like, I've never had a problem with that whatsoever.
I have. Well, you bought it for me for my birthday. Sack deodorant.
Well, that was just for fun because it said something funny on it.
Yeah, but it works. I used it. Don't think I wouldn't use it.
I've never heard of this product.
I don't even remember.
Yeah,
was it a roll-on?
No.
Or spray-on?
It's a...
Calc?
you know,
like
toothpaste
lotion.
Tube. Yeah. What do you call that? But yeah, and then you,
so you just put it up and then, just like,
do you dab or you are you rubbing? Are you just dabbing both. The boys or
yeah,
you?
Both. Yeah.
Show us.
Oh, no, no. Okay, here we go. No. And banned from YouTube.
And done. Yeah.
No, I think that's cool.
I don't follow this up. This
well, say, okay, so when you were young, so like, we all wore tighty whities.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the thing with tighty whities
we
is
learned real fast.
There were stains everywhere
you
in the back.
You don't wear tighty whities.
As Larry the Cable Guy would say, it was like yeah. a bunch of ATVs playing in a mud hole.
Right. But the stain, we just got smarter with the colors. The stains are still yes. got to be there.
It's got to be there.
So if you had a man pad.
Yes. Man
that
pad.
That would fix stained underwear. Mm. Anal leakage.
I don't think the marketing would work on that, though.
I don't know if it will. Probably not. Because
yeah, how
it's not manly enough. Manly enough.
How the hell do you market that?
Man pads?
Yeah.
Same way you market hemorrhoid wipes.
No, so there's a dude Tucks. Brand of hemorrhoid wipes.
Tuck.
Is it Tuck?
Is it Tucks?
Oh, yeah. They're real. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've Tucks. Got witch hazel on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Tucks. It's right. like Preparation H used to be the one and only hemorrhoid thing back in the day, right?
They work.
Sure.
I mean,
what you yeah, got? They're I'm great. Sure Tucks yeah. are great, too.
Raise your hand if you have hemorrhoids. And listeners, raise your hand.
I mean, who yeah. does? I mean, yeah,
we're all over.
90% of people have hemorrhoids.
Yes.
Yeah, we're Americans.
So therefore, 90% of people probably have anal seepage occurring at some point. So
mm-hmm. at some point,
we're like a valid product here.
Yes. I think we could get rich. Man pads.
Oh, yeah,
trademarked, patented. Mm-hmm. Whiskey Bros man pads.
With slight witch hazel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it'll relieve the itching.
Yeah, because we would want it to be a one-stop shop.
That's absolutely
fix
right.
Fix your anal, or not, maybe not fix it, but collect your anal seepage.
Yeah.
Help your okay. hemorrhoids.
I have a fantastic idea.
All right.
Okay.
This episode's either going to the stars or it's going...
No, it's going to the vault or we're going to become billionaires off of
yeah.
this.
Shit, I dropped my pen again.
That's oh, a my ghost, God. Dude.
Okay, then we can put a little string. So whenever you put at the top of it, so whenever you put it on your underwear, you have this like string that dangles down like outside of your underwear. Hmm. So when you take your underwear off, you don't even have to touch the pad. You just grab the string and just fling it.
I don't know that I would fling that.
I mean, you don't fling it, but, you know, that way you can kind of treat it like a dead rat.
You just pick it up by the tail and sort of like I did that possum on my porch. I just
yeah, yeah.
pick it up by the tail and slung it.
Yeah, but you don't have to, you shouldn't sling it.
Where are you slinging
nah,
it?
No, because, yeah, where are you going to sling it to?
In,
to the trash
into the
can?
Bathroom receptacle.
From the 40-yard line. He's going deep.
You don't want to touch the pad to pull it off your
and
underwear.
I just thought of something else, how we're going to make money off the same mad pad. Mad,
okay.
Man
oh,
pad.
Mad pad.
No.
Mad pad.
Mad pad. Yes. Patented, trademark, doctor yep. designed, doctor mad approved, pad. Mad pad.
Listen.
I'm writing it down.
We're going to have to build the not-so-feminine boxes for the bathrooms to sling your freaking mad pad in. You know how they got the women boxes because they don't want you to put it in the regular trash so can?
We've
got to
modify the diaper, awesome, the diaper genie for, you know, little toddlers. Yeah, I've been bald.
Yeah.
Come up with the man genie.
The yeah. man pan.
The man.
Oh. Boom. The man pan.
Yeah.
To put the man pads in.
Yeah. So, podcast name, hashtag no homo / mad pad / man pan.
So long.
But people are going to go, what?
We're just going to name it anal seepage and be done.
Dude, there's some brilliance in that.
Yeah,
I have to.
I think we can do it.
Honestly, I'm going to be laying awake tonight thinking about how brilliant this is.
This is amazing that our first episode with our merch sponsor, and we're talking about anal seepage.
I mean, I know.
They're going to love it. They're going to love
real.
It.
Anal seepage is real.
It's a real thing for sure.
Yeah. And we have changed people's lives by like promoting the bidet.
Oh, for 100%.
Yes. So,
I mean, people tell me all the time.
Yeah, and the entrantil. Still getting people talking about that.
Yep.
So, man seepage.
Man seepage.
Bum seepage. Is it also perhaps dietary related?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Did you just lose your breath? When you went related?
No.
Had a mini stroke.
Not, you know, not that liquefying stools can't happen.
It's hot in here.
Are you okay?
No, I'm good. Just keep talking.
He's done.
Okay. It's like
why am I still concerned with me?
I mean, that's a part of the human condition.
So bright in here now.
I know.
A part of the human condition. Is that all humans? So is there women seepage? Do we need to look on that?
I mean, assholes are assholes.
Does a woman's pad
like
protect
assholes?
Both holes?
Assholes, no sex.
Assholes, no sex.
And like assholes it. Rule.
Yeah. Yep. So they either way, there's assholes all around.
Mm.
You know, it's like it doesn't matter whether it's male or female. Mm. So technically, like we're marketing to men, obviously.
Well, that, yeah.
But it's
just inclusive.
Because
we don't have a pad.
It's inclusive of all genders.
Yeah. Even if you're a they, them.
You still have an asshole.
Uh-huh.
Unless you don't identify as it an asshole.
No. You still have an asshole no matter what.
There. It doesn't work that way, Doc. If you don't identify as it, it's not the same.
What do you call it?
Trump hasn't changed. I don't know
yet. I'm just talking about the anatomical
sphincter. Part. Yeah. You start using scientific words don't work either when you're talking about them. They don't care about science, bro.
You're really going to cause me to puzzle over this one, honestly.
I'm just saying we could put rainbow flags on it and market it. We can market it to whoever.
Ooh.
Yeah, we should. But at least with dudes, we
Tell
have
us,
like
49%
of our
rainbow
audience.
Rainbow flags, sir.
I just said they thems.
Oh.
Yeah. Ruben is mortified he's not here tonight for the show.
He
I
is.
Know he is.
I know he's missing it.
Poor guy.
We do have a spare seat. He could have been here.
Speaking of women and men.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Are we really all female?
Oh,
all of us. Every human on the planet.
Aren't we? Don't we start as a female?
Am I supposed to answer this scientifically?
Right. You can throw anything you want at me. I'm about to change your mind on all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we all, and I mean all of us, all really females? Answer. Go.
Do you want me to answer first?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. I produce a genetic material so that I could make male gametes.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Whoa, my God.
I forgot that I don't have this looked up right. Sorry.
I think, okay.
Say that again.
So
you produce.
So my genes indicate my chromosomes.
You got Wranglers on?
Yeah. Something like that. And indicate that I should make male gametes.
Mm.
I.e. sperm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
I don't think I do because I make sperm, but my tubes are tied.
Mm. Yes.
So I don't actually, you know, there's no spermage.
So is Doc's a female?
I don't think that's what makes him a female, is
no.
it? It's your sperm's not make what makes it, it's your chromosomes, right?
Yeah, it's your chromosomes.
Yeah.
Indicate what kind of sexual cellular structure.
Or does it?
Okay, you're about to blow my
Chance,
mind.
Chance, what do you feel about? Are we all really female?
I feel there's more to the story.
Ooh, there may be.
That's a cop-out answer.
It is a cop-out. He doesn't want to answer. He's afraid what I'm about to say. So we all have kids.
Gosh.
We all have kids, correct?
Yep. Yeah, so we've produced sperm at some point.
Yes, and... For some reason, because God loves us, we all have daughters,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay. So you would call your kids a girl, correct?
Yes. Okay. I mean.
All right, Chance?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. In every way possible.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You don't have it hooked up right? So there's our screen, ladies and gentlemen. Freaking peaches, man. So we all have read said greatest book of all time, which I mean the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right? We've all read that, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then in said scripture, whether you believe the Bible or you don't, it says scripture, it's in the Bible, you know, it says, what does it say about what did God give us his only what to die for our sins and save our
It says begotten son.
No, you're missing one word.
Well, then
If we had a camera on four, we could show you people and we could pull up the scripture. It says he gave us his only.
Yes.
Only begotten son, right?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Also in the greatest book of all time, it says we are all God's
creatures.
Children.
Children. Shit.
So if he gave his only, what's the word only mean?
Only
unique
one.
There's only one son.
Yeah.
Only son.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're all God's children. Doesn't that make us all his daughters?
I think you're way overthinking it, man. I think that's
connecting two verses.
Connecting. I'm just reading the Bible, bro.
Yeah.
Only begotten son. We're all God's children. We're all his daughters.
I'm not following.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in a whole 4 hours.
We have to be daughters. He said he only had one son.
Oh.
And we're all his children. So we have to be daughters.
Oh, okay.
And what if there is no God in the Bible is a
following.
Myth?
Yes. I gave you my only son.
Mm.
And we're all children.
And we're all his children.
So
that makes us all his
daughters. How in the hell did you not... How did
as
you come
kids,
up with this?
As the kids
you...
say today, big brain.
Wow.
Just joking. TikTok. Love that. Love it. Ooh, I do have TikTok videos.
Like, I'm not confused by this. This just sounds asinine. Like, you are aware that God, like, had performed miracles and divine,
hey, bro,
miraculous things.
You got to take him for his word.
So how did, with Adam and Eve, how did Eve come about?
He took a rib out of Adam and created her.
And Adam and Eve preceded Jesus.
Yes.
If we're going on a biblical timeline.
Okay.
Before Jesus. Well, before we knew Jesus as a human man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
The real question.
Human God.
The real question. Another blow your mind. If Adam and Eve was the first and only humans.
We're all brother and sister.
We're all brother and sisters from incest.
So, yeah, there you go. I mean, how much?
That gets deep.
How much?
Or the Bible just doesn't talk about the other people.
Okay.
It just might tell a story about two specific people, which is what the Bible is full of.
Because if we're all kin, if Adam and Eve was the first humans, and now we're here with a quadrillion people on Earth, whatever it is, that means, and it says in the Bible that Adam and Eve had kids, sons.
Sure. Cain and Abel.
Cain and Abel.
Right.
Where'd all the other kids come from? How did humans keep producing?
Man, I feel like we need a scholar
if
on
we're
here
only
really
going,
fast.
If we're only going what the Bible tells us,
what would Chad
there's
say?
Only two things that could happen. Adam had more girls that the Bible didn't talk about, that the sons had incest with the sisters, or the sons...
I don't know that
made
Adam
sweet
and
love
Eve
to
only
their
had
wife.
Two kids.
God forgive me for saying that, but
yeah.
Well, why did the Bible? So that's a strange thing about the Bible. Why didn't it only talk about Cain and Abel and not everybody else?
Because the dude killed his brother and the brother died.
Right.
You know, it's like those were the only notable. Like maybe all the other kids were like normal.
Yeah, but don't you think if you're telling? Okay, let's first say both of you.
I think the Bible might not have told
everything.
Instructions about. Everything.
That's where I think you're
correct. Might have led. I mean, it's kind of a vague book in some instances.
Well, also,
okay, valid point.
Also, the Bible is extremely long the way it is.
Yeah.
If there was, but look, you're telling a story, right? You're telling a story about the first two people in the world.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna continue to talk about them, to talk about their two sons. And then you're gonna just stop talking about those people and move on to a different subject.
Well, you got to move on sometime.
But you wouldn't go a little bit farther past, the two brothers got in a fight and one of them killed each other.
Yeah, but if these stories...
You wouldn't talk about that brother meeting his wife and having kids, and that's kind of where we all came from.
Sure, and arguably they did that later on, but okay, so...
God just make more people and not tell us?
Well, okay, maybe. Like giants, you know?
Well, no,
maybe.
That's in the book. Well, that's another thing about the Bible. There's an entire book out there that's not in the Bible, but it was in there.
So
just voted on it.
In real world biology, as biological life is being created in the womb,
yes,
we all start out as females, correct?
That's true.
And then the Y chromosome comes in like,
yeah,
penis.
Penis. You know,
then we get basically a testosterone bath
that
basic informs
dirty.
Development from that.
Extremely
I know, right?
Dirty.
I know, that's true.
So is that anything like golden shower?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And from that point on, our development heads towards male.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very early on in embryogenesis.
Unless you're a Democrat, then the male just kind of.
So the penis and the eyeballs pop out from science. kind of the same. Mm. What if it makes that noise?
Something
or
like
is
that.
It more like?
No, I don't think so.
The eyeballs coming into the eye sockets. You think it boit boit?
Yeah, I don't know. I like it.
Wake up at night. What was that sound?
What was that noise?
I think the kid just got its eyes.
Yep, the eyeballs just came out.
Or maybe it was the dick.
No, be. But honestly, this like biblical discussion, I want to rehave it with Chad on the show.
Mm.
Chad or Chat?
Chad.
Chad.
Chad. Cigar Chad.
Who's Chad?
Chad.
Ooh, Chad. Reuben would be a good one too.
Yeah.
Chad Miller. Reuben?
Yeah, Reuben would be good. I got
Oh, you mean the chief?
The chief.
The chief.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I got a list growing.
He's like you when people call you by your name or like, the fuck are you talking about?
Who's that? Okay, yeah. Valid point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a list of growing people.
Okay.
Yeah,
I bet.
We're all growing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're all growing.
Yes. So not all of us are showing, but some of us are growing.
On the same note, you have also hypothesized here. Is gravity even real?
Is it even real?
Yeah, you added that to our notes.
Yeah, we have.
You're causing me to question some fundamentals of
life
reality.
In general.
Yeah,
it's hot here.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a hard episode.
I'm hard.
Mm, growing
in this episode.
Growing.
It's growing in the hard episode.
Mm. I love you, bro. Not in that way.
Yeah, I had all this evidence, but then I lost it. So now I'm just kind of going off the top of my head on the whole is gravity real thing.
I mean, it
had to do with birds and balloons and air and bubbles and water. It had to do with all those things.
He is slowly morphing into a flat earther.
Mm. I know,
what's
right?
Happening.
I don't think gravity's real. Like, here's a conversation for Zach, one of our other favorite like guests.
Nerds. You can say it. You can call
nerds.
Them. Yeah. You
yeah.
Can say yeah.
Yeah. I love you, Zach.
Yeah.
But I don't think gravity's real.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if it is either.
Why don't you think gravity is real?
I think things just tend to fall
if
towards...
it's heavier than the mass of something.
Yeah, towards like mass, mm-hmm. right? It tends to fall downward towards mass.
What would you call that then?
Well, you call it gravity, but is it? It's just a feature of
but if
of
you're if you're
our universe.
If you're 500 miles outside of our orbit...
Yeah, it's still going to fall towards the Earth.
Much slower.
Yes. Yeah. So the attraction is mm-hmm. less the farther out it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it still falls towards the Earth.
And what do we call that?
Well, we call it gravity.
It's okay. So why?
But it's not a discrete, like measurable
so why
quantity.
Does gravity only work with some things and not all things?
Well, I think it does work with all things.
Nah. If you drop a bowling ball off the Empire State Building, it don't go up. It comes down. But if you drop a balloon off the Empire State Building, where does it go?
It goes up. Because, well, it depends on what kind of balloon. If it's filled with air.
I mean, valid question.
If it's filled with air, it sinks.
Okay, so why is helium?
It's lighter than air. And all the air, if fuck.
No, you're right. You're right. So helium is lighter than air. So it's just like whenever you blow an air bubble under the water, the water being heavier than the air bubble pushes
it.
Yeah. So
same thing with a balloon.
Playing on his point. Mm.
Yeah.
Air is a measurable, an element, right? Nitrogen, oxygen, and what else is there?
Yeah. Air is like water, except it's air.
Yeah. So. If gravity affects all things, you would think air would be only found on the very close surface of the Earth.
It is.
It would be compressed.
It is. You go up higher.
Thank you.
Than a few miles.
Thank you.
You can't.
You lose oxygen, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the air.
Well, that's what they tell us, but none of us know that for real.
Okay, valid point.
I know that for real. If you go to 14,000 feet, you get winded a lot quicker. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen those movies where they open up like the airplane cabins. Oh,
the decompressurizing. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the oxygen drops down from the.
Yeah, that's what it's
you, cabin ceiling, mm-hmm.
which makes you high. You inhale that, so you don't give a fuck. you're about to peril in a fiery end.
Oh, the conspiracy is deep tonight.
So, explain clouds. How do they just chill up there in the middle area?
It's because
dude, we need like an eighth grade science teacher on.
It's because they're clouds, bro.
Those are clouds, bro.
Where's all our people to help us out? I mean, okay, so clouds are the condensation of water particles way up high.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we have water particles condensation way down low?
We do. It's called rain. Where does the rain
No. Why don't we why don't we not have clouds down low? Why are they always above us?
Sometimes we do. It's fog.
That's not the same. Fog is not clouds.
Yes, it is.
Fog is exactly
fog is a
okay,
cloud.
Okay, so why do we have to change the name then?
It's just a term for a cloud that is low lying, I guess. I don't know.
Google.
There's not just clouds, there's strata clouds, there's yada yada clouds. I don't know, remember all the names. Google, I used to have a book.
Google, is fog the same thing as clouds?
Oh God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or you could say are fog and clouds the same.
Or what?
So, oh, yeah, no, you got this. You got this.
I'm about to go home. Google, is a cloud of fog? Is it, are clouds and fogs the same? Is fog the same as
fog?
Oh, somebody's asked that.
It's probably Heath earlier today.
Uh-huh.
Fog is a type of cloud that forms at or near the ground. While clouds can exist at various altitudes in the atmosphere, essentially, fog is a low-lying cloud that reduces visibility.
Okay, so I'll make an observation. We seem to be talking about very fundamental things tonight. Right, yes. Should we just have a chat assistant, not Chad Miller? Not the chief.
Chat
GPT.
Chat, yeah.
Like assistant that we're just plugging these questions
into. It's called Google.
Okay.
That's a chat.
Yeah.
GPT.
Like before. LTBQ.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you want to know? How do clouds defy gravity?
Gravity.
Oh.
The fucking AI is verifying that I am human? Are you kidding me?
Oh, and you got to sign in.
God bless. I don't remember my password. No. It's got to be with Google. Do you have a chat? Yeah, chat. GPT.
There you go.
I don't know if it's...
Okay, so you go to... Are you signing in as me?
I don't know. Never used this before.
Let's just
ask it. How do clouds defy gravity?
Gravity.
I should give it proper punctuation. Sometimes.
Actually, they don't defy gravity at all.
So it's an answer
they
of
exist
no
because
answer.
Of delicate balance between gravity and other forces.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Heath. That's how they work.
Bullshit.
It's a delicate balance of yes. gravity and other forces.
That sounds like bullshit.
So what is the answer then? What are you looking at? That has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now.
I've moved on.
Okay, then we shall move on as well. My God.
I had a freaking sweet video.
I really don't know what kind of conclusion we came to.
I don't think we did.
Okay.
There's no way to come to a conclusion.
There's no, because nobody knows.
Okay.
How can one know? What is gravity? Why is the term gravity even considered gravity?
Who came up with that term?
Did they have a leaky anus?
Yeah.
I guess the stuff that leaks out of your anus is also heavier than air because it don't...
Falls.
How cool would that be?
So we got to give a big shout out to our listener in Colorado, Philip. He's like the Lone Ranger on the
dock
line.
Some of the best messages come from Philip.
Yeah, we got to work, you know, with our IT crew in here that really loves being delegated tasks.
Yeah.
To get it set up to where we can have a virtual visitor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
I think we're almost there.
We would definitely have Philip on.
We've been almost there for a year now.
Hey, we have a plan, sir. It's called We Have a Plan.
Yeah. Philip has caused me to think we should have a forum so that whenever he calls in and leaves messages, we can actually put it out there as a forum feed.
Oh, yeah.
That other people can comment on.
Comment, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
thank you, Philip.
Okay. Whiskey Bros Forum.
It's a thought.
In the works.
I mean, we just got so many plans.
Yep.
Suck.
Remember that time we were going to build a table?
Yeah.
I sure know.
Yeah.
I was 2017. I remember that time.
We're going to blame that on COVID.
was 3 years before COVID even existed.
Still.
I think the wood's still out there somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, it's somewhere out there.
Then we had a couple of patented things we were going to build, and those are halfway produced.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a funny thing. We've done a lot.
Yeah.
Yep, a lot.
So, anyways, Philip's been a dedicated dock line enthusiast. So
we're gonna send you a hat.
Oh my goodness! And who made the hat?
Virgil.
Virgil,
look at it. Look at it, ladies and gentlemen.
You gotta tell us. Do you want gray or do you want gray?
No, we got a black one.
Oh, there is a black one. Okay.
Okay.
Black or gray, Philip? Let us know. Let us know, and we'll send it to you.
Booyah.
All right. So, moving on from the absurd stuff that we've been talking about.
Boy, that's been crazy.
On to another absurd observations that I've just like recently been obsessing over. Okay. Mm. So, you build a house.
Yes.
You spend thousands upon thousands of dollars to fix your pad, your soil, and then pour upon that a thick layer of concrete.
Hundreds of thousands
of
dollars.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Engineered, it's got piers in it, and then you build out your house with framing and nails and screw, and then you finish it, most of them around here, with brick and mortar and robust materials.
Yeah.
And then you put a roof upon it, and you put paper on it.
Yeah.
Paper.
Yeah. What? Shingles.
Shingles?
Paper.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to.
No, you can.
I know
nobody's ever really questioned this. Like, it's just, you know, one of those things.
Yeah.
You just do it. Like, everybody, Bob does it down the street. I'll put some new shingles on mine. Huh. And they're paper.
I mean,
they're paper with
Italy
oil on them.
And they're rocks. Like clay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you can get clay shingles here.
You can. Yeah,
or bronze, like sheets. They're sheets of metal.
Or now you can even get rubber tire shingles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are pretty cool. They're called Euro Shield, and they're made from recycled tires. And like here in Texas, hailstorm, just bounce off hit your neighbor's roof.
And now you can even get solar panel shingles.
Oh, yeah. Those are really never taken off.
But they're there.
They're there. They exist, but they can't get a footing.
Okay. So I would assume the paper shingles are just the most cost effective.
And why do you call them paper?
It's literally paper with oil on them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So. And then sprinkled
little bitty pebbles, ground up rock. Yeah.
Right.
And then that's it. And then, so it's the American consumer.
Yeah, but it does the job.
Mindset for a little while.
Well, okay. Well, so it's supposedly the cheapest
option. There you go. It's the cheapest option, but it's also consumable. It is a cheap, consumable option.
Honestly, I think you're right.
No, I don't mean by that. It's, Jesus. Jesus Christ. Any more whiskey.
Yeah. So it's the darndest thing. And we just had a hellstorm, two nights ago?
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, like roofs really should last for how long?
They're an afterthought.
20 to 30 years.
Okay, that's their marketing spiel for these. Okay, you got 30 years out of it. Well, that's
everybody replaces them in like 10 years.
That's because it's best case scenario.
Yeah, best case. No hailstorms, no anything.
High winds.
You don't live in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Colorado in the Front Range. Yes. So, there are better alternatives. But it's back to the American subscription model.
It's the most interesting thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
And metal. Metal's pretty good, too.
Metal's great.
Yeah.
And you don't have to replace it.
No. Right.
Unless you have hail that is so severe that it knocks a hole in it, then that's pretty severe.
Wow.
That's got to be some really severe.
I was talking to my dad last night. Mm-hmm. And
lucky you.
Yeah, I was telling him about the hailstorm.
Thanks for bringing that up again.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Making
the rest of us don't.
I'm
have.
I'm not laughing. I'm not. Yeah, this is really sad.
The rest of us don't have dads.
Making fun of our dads.
Yeah, it's devastating. Jeez, I should not have brought it up.
And you laugh about it.
Yeah, I know. Hey, right?
When did you talk to your dad last?
Oh man.
How's he doing? How's he doing? Jeez.
Oh my gosh, I'm so rude. Jeez. Okay, I was talking to my dad last night and telling him about this hellstorm we had, and he was like, "Well, you think your roof's fine? Are you going to get somebody to come out and look at it?" And I was like, "Guys, it's just a racket. Why would I do that?" Because they're going to come out and they're going to say, "Oh, yeah, you got hail damage. Mm. You need to replace this roof."
Mm. Every time. 90% of the time.
It seems like it. I might be wrong.
I've never had a roofer come out and tell me, "Oh, no, you're good."
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. This roof looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's some sort of racket.
Which, if I owned a roofing company, I would be doing the same thing.
And the insurance companies always go along with it. And then, you know, the next year, like, well, sorry, we have to go up on premiums because everybody got a new roof. Sorry about that. And then they post record fucking profits.
I don't know where that voice came from, but we're going to need more of that.
That's good stuff.
That's like a combo between Luke Bryan and Gomer Pyle.
Sorry about these profits that we made, but
and a little what's the space alien
Kermit the Frog, man?
Kermit's in there.
A little bit in there.
Yeah. What was the little space alien's name on Looney Tunes? You always was pissed off.
I know
off.
What you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know too, but I can't think of it.
Lork. Yeah.
Somebody post like on the Facebook what we're talking about.
Who is the alien? He's like 2 feet tall.
Yeah. He's like, I don't remember. Anyway, you were talking to your dad about
but you're right. Bracket. Okay, so. Well, when the shingles are out, the plywood gets bad. The decking under the I don't know anything about this. I'm just trying to reason it out, right?
Yes. So when the shingles go bad, then
the decking,
the tar paper underneath the paper shingles is your only line of defense before your decking gets bad.
Yeah, and then the decking starts rotting, and then you're going to go to replace a roof. Yeah. It's like more money.
Way more money, yeah.
Right.
So it's probably better that when you do have insurance company come out and they're like, "Yo, you got to have a new roof." It's probably cheaper on you to say, "Oh, well, screw it. I'm going to pay your $1,000 deductible."
It's not $1,000. Now it's like 10. No, it's 2%.
Oh, it's a percentage.
It's bumped up
a
percentage.
Yeah. So if you're looking at like a, you know,
if you want
like
a realistic
poor man's, like really poor man's, like $250,000 house.
Right.
You know,
really poor man's.
Yeah, really poor man's. Yeah. Then you're looking at $5,000
in a deductible. Yeah, deductible.
But the $5,000 is still better than 15 when you have to, if you let it go so far. Now you're replacing.
Yeah,
your,
that's the fear.
Where the hell can you get a roof replaced for 15? The last two that I had
No. Your
40,
part is
$50,000
because you've let it go so long that now you're replacing your decking or even your studs.
How much in materials, okay, if we didn't have this market markup, this false, what do you call that whenever it's elevated, the price is elevated, this inflation.
Inflation. Yeah.
Boom. Okay, if you didn't have this inflation, marking the materials up to $50,000, how much would those materials actually cost? I'm talking about shingles.
Yeah, who the hell knows? I really don't know.
We'd have to get a Vietnamese guy or somebody on here.
Yeah, yeah.
Shingles are from nowadays, but...
They've all been deported.
They have.
I don't know. It just seems to me a little fishy.
The Euro Shield stuff is pretty cool though. It is recycled tires, and it makes a really it looks convincing. They make one that looks like slate.
Yeah,
and you if it's on your roof, there's no fucking way that you would know that's not slate.
No, there's one in town on Trinity Street.
Oh yeah, that's been there for a while.
Yeah, it looks great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does look great. It looks very convincing.
It's basically, tire.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It looks really convincing and architectural. Like it looks
and you elegant. Now I don't know how much that costs, but let's just say it cost.
But over time.
Let's just say it costs four times the shingled roof.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't see why. And the only thing that you would ever have to, if you looked at it and it was like fading so bad, but that'd be the only time I would think you would have to replace that because hell's not going to do nothing to it.
No.
But could you, boom, another idea we're about to get rich on.
Okay.
Whiskey Bro tire shine for your roof.
Sure.
Make your roof look brand new.
You come out and spray it.
You know how they have the tire foam for your tires to make them look all. What was the old school stuff called?
And they protect them.
Yeah. You sprayed it on there. What's it called?
Armor-All.
Armor-All for your roof, bro.
Sure.
I'm not getting on any roofs.
You buy, I'll work.
Okay.
Because we just get a pressure washer.
And
we get a man lift.
Yeah.
And we put the Armor-All into the pressure washer, and then I just spray it on the roof and let it.
Sure.
Booyah. Now your roof looks brand new
and
shiny.
Then the EPA comes around and they're like, you're down.
No, I think it's fine. They're not, you can spray it on your tires all you want. What's the difference? I mean, it's going to be more of it. But
well, as soon as you start making money, that's the difference.
Well, that's true.
As soon as it gets
noticed. We'll just pay somebody off.
That's it. We just become lobbyists. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that to me has just become a like something just agging on me. I can't like the most important part of your house has got to be the foundation. The second most important has got to be the roof, and we put a line of fucking paper on
I
the
disagree.
Top.
I disagree.
Yeah.
What's the second most important?
The AC, bro.
Oh, well, in the interstate, yes. Definitely.
Could you imagine?
There's a lot of generations that did without it.
Yeah, but we're pussies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine like you just woke up tomorrow and all the AC everywhere, no
it's
more.
It's gone. Boop. We would die.
I don't think I would die, but it would take me a good year.
You'd have to really stock up on the Whiskey Bros mad pads.
One summer. Mm-hmm. It would take you
take
one summer.
Take me one good summer.
Yeah. You get into August and be like, oh, geez.
I don't know. I think
you're
I could probably do
off
it quicker.
Yourself.
No, I'd do it quicker than that. It's weird. Yeah. When I was mowing and manual laboring.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a word, but I like
that. It works.
Yeah, manual laboring. Mm-hmm. Like when we would start our season, which we're about to, it would take me a good 2-3 months. Or no, not even that
acclimate.
Long, 2-3 weeks before I could just be like, okay, this is normal. Go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But dude.
Now it's 2 or 3 months.
Oh, it'd be probably longer than that. Like if I just got out and went and worked with the guys, I'd probably.
Well, you see, if you woke up without air conditioning, there would be mass migration away from the state.
We'd all move to New Mexico.
Yeah, or high altitude somewhere. Yeah, there's no way. No freaking way.
It would suck. Good news, AC's probably not going away. I mean, I don't know. That's some of the conspiracy theories I follow.
I don't think it's like, going away.
But
I don't see why it would.
I don't think it will.
Nah.
Like Freon went away and AC didn't go away.
Well, they just come up with something greater or
more regulated.
Better that they could charge us more for.
Yeah. More regulated.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yep. Okay. Speaking of stuff that went away, I got this video real quick.
Okay. Okay.
And I haven't shared it with you, so I don't know. And we can't play it, but I'm going to play it and then.
Just throw it on camera four.
We can't. Well, let me throw it on. It'll be this.
Okay.
Black screen. He can't see it.
But just remember when you hear this.
You can like put it in front of the camera. Okay.
I want this for your ears only.
Okay.
Remember when you were probably 8 to 10 years old?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember.
You're driving around with your dad.
I wasn't driving.
You're driving around. He's driving. You're riding.
Okay.
He had somebody driving for him.
You're riding around with your dad's, this is only for me and Chance, 1970 model Chevy pickup. Yours, probably some kind of Cadillac in Southlake.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a Mercedes.
Yeah, it's Mercedes. Yeah.
Dude, it had this sweet, like console phone.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And so this comes on the radio. Tell me this don't bring you back right here. One of the greatest restaurants of all time. Are you ready?
On the edge of my seat.
How's it not playing? It's playing. Why do
what
I not have
that's the biggest letdown
what
ever.
Why do I not have sound?
You are a TikTok pro, man.
Well, it's
I don't
not
know.
On TikTok. I've saved it.
Oh.
For some reason, my sound's not working.
Oh, because it automatically plays muted. You have to unmute.
Well, it's not muted. That's the thing.
Then turn the volume on your phone.
It's all the way up.
I don't know.
Ring volumes all the way up,
and we've arrived at the Whiskey Bros' that biggest sucks. Disappointment
now,
there ever was on the
show.
Do I not
have,
now?
No, it saved it. It just
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. Now
it saved it. It just didn't save the volume with it.
What did you download it from? TikTok.
Do you need to? Oh, here. Oh, I found it. I found it. Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right. Sorry about the suspense, but this. Ready?
Yeah.
All
right, yes.
Here we go.
More than ever.
Ponchos.
Listen to the prices, though.
What?
Four.
Taco salad for $2.79.
Wow.
Cheeto plate for $2.79.
Wow.
So bring a big appetite. The Ponchos Mexican Buffet. It's Ponchos Mexican Buffet. 13 convenient locations.
13.
Do any of those still
times
exist anymore?
Have changed. I think there is one, right?
If there is one, it's on $1.99.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
right.
I think that's the only one left.
And everybody after they left Ponchos had anal seepage.
Oh,
yes.
straight to the bottom. But dude, can you imagine that? All you can eat for what, $4.79?
You remember that flag you put up?
Raise
and they
the
brought you sopapillas?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were the good old days.
Good times.
We should go eat there just to do a
episode about it.
We would leave so sick.
It's fine, though.
It's okay.
We're
product development.
Yes, and that's how much we love our listeners that we're going to do this for them to bring that back to them
it's
and let
true.
Them know.
That is, but we got to develop the Mad Pad, so we got
to
like.
We're going to have some.
That is the one place pad. I left, and you literally puked in the parking lot for overconsumption. Like we went into Poncho's and had a
CC's was free. Yeah.
Bottom puke, maybe.
No, yeah. This was a puke. Oh. This was all of us went in as our teenage dumbass selves and had a contest to see who could raise the flag the most times and not
you
a happy ending.
The chalupas.
Oh yeah.
Those things. Oh, yeah. The chili relleno.
You didn't make me stop at Taco Bell. Right home,
I wonder if they were using seed oils or if they were using lard in the day.
No, it was seed oils.
Maybe. I don't know. I could investigate that.
Ponchos.
You know, earlier we were talking about past generations being tougher and our generation's a little sissy. So I think it's
ooh, here, y'all, check this video out.
It's time to.
Wait. I just see a black screen.
Doo-doo.
Dr. Savage, we have at the table with us.
Is he here?
Not one doctor, but two.
Two doctors.
Dr. Savage.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Is back.
And he just finished off a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Of Abel
Look out.
Holly.
Get your point at the screen. So Dr. Savage on his second visit, and we have questions brought to us by concerned listeners.
Yes.
Yep.
So, Dr. Savage.
Mm.
Well, this is just not getting...
It's extremely loud. Jesus.
Dude, I love it.
I can't think with this music.
Okay. I'm going to tone it back a bit.
Tone it back.
There we go. Is that... That's better.
Yeah.
Dr.
Almost,
Savage.
Almost as good as the Sazerac Rye.
This is great stuff right here.
It's good.
Sazerac Rye, if you're looking for a place to sponsor, Whiskey Bros Around the Table.
Right here.
We're looking.
I like how we all get into a counselor voice. Yeah. This music is... It's really... It helps, doesn't it?
It is.
I mean, we need to do a whole good. Episode
just with this
music
in the background. Yeah. But we all have to talk like, yes.
We should have had the song we were talking about Gravity earlier.
Yeah. Is your butthole seeping?
I bet we would...
Do you need a man pad to help with that? Call us Whiskey Bros Hotline.
It attaches to your butt skin. Therefore, it doesn't move while you move and work throughout the day. Are you a doctor, a lawyer, or a construction worker? Our mad pads, they stay put.
They got you covered.
They got you covered.
Yeah. Does your asshole sweat? Do you need some cotton?
Do you have an angry cough? Our mad pad has you.
Oh, call today does for stuff, your free sample.
Does stuff come out both ends when you sneeze?
Okay, doctor. This episode of Dr. Savage brought to you by Whiskey Bros Mad Pads.
Yeah.
For all your clean booty
and
needs.
Virgil Leather Company. Look them up.
Okay, Dr. Savage, we have three listener questions for you today. Right.
I have not screened.
There's been no screening.
Okay. I don't know what these questions are.
You do not?
So, go.
Are you ready? Dr. Yes. Savage.
I'm ready.
Eating healthy is too expensive, so that's why I don't do it. How do I get healthy?
Go to the gym.
Oh.
But it's expensive.
No, it's not.
It's hard.
It is hard, but quit being a pussy and go to the gym.
But I don't like sweating.
Get a man pad.
I'd stay in character here.
All the people in the gym make me nervous.
Don't be a puss.
How do I not?
Go on Sundays. Nobody goes to the gym on Sundays.
But Sundays, I don't like to get out of the house. That was God's day of rest. Therefore, I rest.
He created the world. He needed a day. You didn't do anything.
Okay, I'm convinced.
Booyah.
Dr. Savage, my kids should have social media accounts so that they learn how to use them properly.
Wait a minute. Is that a question?
No, yeah. It's a statement.
Yes.
It's a true statement.
Yeah. Statement. Read it to me again or say it to me again.
Dr. Savage.
Yes.
I feel that my kids should have social media accounts so that they learn how to use them properly.
That's gay. You shouldn't. They should be adults when they learn how to use social media, if at all.
I'm offended by you saying that's gay.
You live in America, you can get offended. I live in America, I cannot give a shit about your feelings.
Okay, so how do I help set up my kids' Facebook account?
Don't.
Why not? But what they want to socialize.
Socialize public, eye to eye, face to face.
But they're afraid of COVID.
That shouldn't be on Facebook then.
I mean, it's hard to argue with those. I mean, they're fucking fantastic.
Get off my couch.
Okay, we got one more.
All right, one more. Doc, you want to read this one?
I'm sweating already.
Okay. Dr. Savage.
Yes.
Hold on. Let me swell this up here.
Oh, yeah. Last one.
My girlfriend treats me like shit. What should I do?
Get a new girlfriend.
It's hard to argue with that.
But I don't know how to argue with it. I don't know how to talk to girls.
How'd you get the first one?
Online.
Do that again.
But I haven't met her in person.
You didn't meet the first one in person.
But she still treats me like shit.
That's why you're getting a new one.
But what if I'm scared? What if I don't know how to talk to a new one? What if I like being treated like shit and I just don't know it?
That's on you, bro.
That's on you.
What if subconsciously I'm abused?
You're gay. Again, get off my fucking couch.
I paid for an hour, sir. I'm going to stay here.
All right. Keep asking questions. I'll answer them. You won't like them, though.
What should I do to stop my girlfriend treating me like shit?
Wear a man pad.
Okay. And then ends the segment with Dr. Savage.
You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn, nice. I feel like you should just leave the music on.
I know. It's kind of puts you in a different kind of mood, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Jeez, okay.
Those are hard questions.
I know. Well, it's not easy being a doctor, is it?
Okay.
It's hard. You have all that training. It's time you put it to use.
It is.
Okay, so if you have other questions, leave them on the doc
line. Leave them on the doc line.
Do we even
Facebook?
Know what the doc line still is?
No. No.
The number?
It's out there somewhere.
Yeah, it's actually...
It's on our Facebook. 94.
it's on our Facebook page.
I love how everybody just had a blank stare. 94-940-435-7525.
And you'll get a very drunk doc on the other end.
But for real, you will get that. If you do have questions, for real, this is for real, look into our faces.
Yes.
Yeah.
Leave a question on Facebook. Leave a question on the doc line, and we will ask the doc. Your hard
Dr.
questions.
Savage, you mean.
And
Dr.
we won't
Savage.
Say.
Or do you mean Dr.
Savage?
Real doctor.
Or both, yeah.
Doctor.
Yeah. I don't actually give real medical advice myself.
Not here.
On here.
Not on air, no.
Yeah.
No, it's illegal. We can't do that, right?
Can't do that.
Yeah, it's illegal.
Or you can now, because COVID got rid of...
Right. It's, privacy out the window. Yeah. What do they call that? HIPAA.
HIPAA's gone. Thanks to COVID.
HIPAA's out of here. Yeah.
Fuck your HIPAA. So, yeah. It's gone.
We could...
I hated
HIPAA. The screen's going crazy again.
Y'all
look at it. Look at the...
That's
right.
It's dark.
No screen for you guys.
It's dark.
It's dark.
All mail. Let's see.
All mail?
Yeah.
Man, what are you looking up, dude?
New subscriber and a new subscriber. Huh? Damn.
Oh,
sweet.
Hey, he's coming on.
Dude, okay. We're up to like 12 now.
And a new subscriber?
Yeah, that's our new guest coming on. I'm not going to say who it is, though.
Not seeing any doc line messages at the moment. What a disappointment.
Cool.
I thought our listeners were a little more responsive.
They're just a little shy.
No. Yeah.
Anyways, okay, so...
Thank you, Philip.
Yeah.
Thanks, Philip. You get a hat.
You get a hat, bro.
Remember,
yeah.
Philip, pick your hat. Gray, black.
Yep. We need to see that on the Facebook. My beard is glorious, I'm just saying.
Are you petting yourself?
About? I am.
Oh, we're talking about conspiracy theories.
What?
What's a conspiracy theory you don't believe, but you really want to?
I can answer that. Nothing, because I believe them all.
Oh. You're in Dr. Savage mode.
There's not a single conspiracy theory out there that is so absurd you don't believe it.
I literally just asked you guys, is gravity real?
Okay.
So you're telling me in some sort of fashion you're a flat earther.
And he told us that we're all females.
Uh-huh.
No, sir. I said we're all God's daughters.
By his own admission, Heath is a them they.
Okay. No.
He is a he she.
I am God's daughter.
Okay. That's a good question.
Y'all talk amongst yourself, let me think. I don't know.
Okay, put your big brain to use and think. For me it's just flat earth.
You want to believe flat earth?
Oh, it's real. No, okay, so yeah, I got to reread the question. I really want it to be real.
What are conspiracies out there that you don't...
That sound absurd,
that you don't believe.
You don't believe, but you want to be real.
You want to be a real.
Yeah. Oh, man, some...
Yeah.
So, outer space is really just the bottom of the ocean.
Dude, that's deep.
Did you just make that up?
That's deep.
But that's not what... I don't know. I don't know what a conspiracy...
Dude, you know how many conspiracies I have in this big brain of mine, bro? I could go... Rapid fire this shit probably, but
I'm gonna say remote viewing, like the gateway, the gateway process.
Okay,
what do you mean?
Yeah, so this idea that somebody can actually see a place that they've never been to, but it's like a real place.
Like they are able to project their consciousness out of their body, have an out of body experience, and travel to other dimensions across the universe or anywhere on our planet. So
you're
just talking about somebody on a shrooms trip.
Yeah,
perhaps.
Okay,
that's a question. Like, this is this a conspiracy? Probably. Do I want to believe it? Yeah.
Do you want to believe that we have the power to do that?
Yeah. And if you believe in
brain power,
I can get behind that one. That's a good one.
If you're a religious follower, then there's no real way to disagree with it. Like, it's completely...
Yeah, so you remember that...
Why do you say that?
Because you believe in a higher power. That we're more than just the flesh.
Yeah, but I don't believe what we are. I believe there is God.
No, I'm saying you believe in a higher power, but you believe that yourself is also more than the flesh. That's whatever religious event you go to that they always say, well, you will be washed of this earth and you will be reborn as your true self or whatever.
Yeah, you're not just an animal that's going to die.
Yeah,
and
you're not just
see the end of
you're not just skin
everything.
And muscle and huge dick.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So you just hit on like the conspiracy theory of conspiracy theories.
Whether I have a huge dick or not?
Yeah.
That's no conspiracy, my friend. No.
It's proven false.
So here's what I...
Old day in July.
That happens.
Here's what I think you said, although I don't think you said it. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
okay.
This is what I
afterlife.
Think you said.
He thinks
afterlife.
Indirectly.
Are talking about afterlife?
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
Oh, that's deep. It's like,
yeah,
okay. It's like
it is the primal motivator for all walks of life.
Okay.
Yeah, a very deep primal urge to survive.
Based survive on death.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's deep.
So on that, I think I have mine.
Okay.
I think I would like reincarnation to be
reincarnation
legit.
Okay.
Okay.
I was going to say...
Not for me coming back as a cat.
Right. That would be hilarious.
It's so interesting because there's a common theme to all of ours. Mine being aliens.
Mm.
Right? But so I think aliens are not real, but I kind of want them to be.
Yeah.
Like,
well, whatever.
Literally, Trump has proven aliens are real, bro. He's like deporting... millions of them.
And he also hired one to head up Doge. Hey.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Elon's not of this world.
No,
I mean like little green aliens.
Yeah, yeah. So what you know? Let me ask you this then. Is it a conspiracy? What exactly is there to concretely disprove that aliens don't exist? Or disprove that aliens do exist. Sorry. What concrete evidence is there to disprove that?
I don't think there is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially with the new finds of the pyramids thing. Y'all see that crap?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but even that's coming under some
scrutiny.
Well,
yeah.
Of course it's going to.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
If the Egyptians of Christ time
don't want this
built
to be
a huge building that could make free electricity, you don't think the government is going to go, that shit's wrong. That's fake.
Right. So that's a conspiracy.
Just a skyscraper with a roof on it is what it used to be, huh?
Basically.
But what I'm saying
is,
did
you see what they made their roof out of? I mean, we got paper.
Valid point.
Okay, sorry, Doc. Sorry, go back.
No, I was just saying, like, yours is reincarnation.
Mm.
Yours is some semblance of, like...
Afterlife, something.
Afterlife.
Mm.
Mine's alien. It all has to do with some wanting to believe there's some form of transcendence.
Mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, yeah, I think we all fall under that theme, yes. And conveniently, there is no way to either concretely prove or disprove any of this.
No.
That we know of.
Ooh. That we know of, yeah, but that's part of it, right? We don't know what we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what we don't know.
If you know.
Got it.
Speaking of knowing and don't know now, did you guys see any of the released JFK footages?
No, that is such... I'm so sick and tired of this. Come on.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, we've got all this. We're going to release it tomorrow. And then they release it tomorrow and it's redacted, redacted, redacted. 60,000 pages of redacted.
Yeah, but I think there's like there's a little bit more video that was released because I've seen videos of the driver turn around and
yes,
looks like he has a pistol and shoots him in the face.
But that wasn't real.
We don't know.
Was any of it real, my friend?
So is it all one big psyop, like the revealing of the real story, or
the real story is what are they covering up or they don't want us to look at by releasing all this JFK footage over here? Look at the Doge guys over here. Look at all this over here. This is the real story over here.
There's always a man behind the curtain.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we have enough concrete evidence to suspect that what we were told was not true.
Always, from day one.
Yeah. Mm.
George Washington did not like the black people. Day one.
What?
Yeah, no, he's a slave owner from big time. And he had wooden teeth.
Yes, he did.
It's crazy.
Ivory.
George Washington had ivory teeth?
Yes. Like, you can see them. They have them. If you go to the Washington, somewhere in Washington, they have his, like, whole little thing.
What happened to his... like biological teeth.
Well, it's back in the day, you know, they probably didn't, they had really bad teeth.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know why he got ivory teeth. I think that was
too many apples. He ate too many apples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He hit himself in the axe while chopping down the cherry tree.
Probably.
That was Washington.
Oh,
it's right?
Cherry.
Wait a minute.
Was it apple tree?
Did you just say hit himself in the axe while chopping down a cherry tree?
Hit himself with the axe.
Axe wipes.
Yeah.
Axe wipes.
That's probably already patented.
It probably is.
Yeah. Probably so.
That was definitely. All right. There's one more question somebody else should do.
Where are we at?
Okay. I actually put this up. I put both of these. I was just looking for talking
points.
Where are
we at?
What would young you think of current you sitting around mics?
Mics? Like microphones?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that's badass.
Okay. I think young me would have thought I'd be rich if I were sitting around mics.
Okay.
Did young you even know what mics were?
Yeah, but I thought only rich people did it.
Yeah, agreed. Like you would associate it with like a professional broadcasting studio.
Right. Yeah.
One where there's a 400-foot, you know, high up amplitude tower antenna. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, totally. I could see that.
I mean, not in the
how
bar.
Long he was.
We're rich. We're rich, bro. We have
we
each other.
We are rich. Yeah,
we're rich in other things other than money. And roofing. We have terrible roofing, but we're rich with each other.
Speaking of money, we are always looking for sponsors.
I think young me would look at me and go, this is lame and I don't give a shit about you. What do you have to say around a table on a microphone that could positively make me go, this is cool?
Yeah.
I would have found it pretty lame.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have been disinterested. Yeah. But here we are talking about ways to.
And we have some young people that actually listen to
anal
us.
Anal seepage.
Yeah. Now, little did we know as youngsters that anal seepage would be a problem one day.
That's the real question for your younger self.
Yeah. We have like, you know, 4,000 listeners in Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, we're worldwide, dude. We got Chad. We got Down Under. We've kind of got it covered.
Where's that at?
Australia.
Down Under.
And throw another shrimp on the Bobby.
Ooh, we just lost all those listeners.
Oh, gee, we haven't heard that a million times in the last week. Uh-huh.
Wait, now are we? We just went to like Scotland.
I know,
went to Scotland,
right? Lasso's listeners. Yeah. Thanks a lot, bro. Done.
Is New Zealand also considered down under?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're just back to Chico.
Damn it. That was good while we had it.
Yeah, good while we had
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, world. Sorry to disappoint you.
They don't like us. We still have all of our teeth. And canceled.
On that note, let's call it a night. Go get a steak.
Go get a steak. Oh, I like that. So good.
Steak and tacos and ponchos. Ponchos. Let's go raise the flag somewhere.
We're going to have to do that for real, though. We need to do a field
poncho trip.
Yes.
For the good old days.
Let's figure this out real quick before we end the show. Let's not leave.
$1.99 ponchos. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's the only one still around here for sure.
Ponchos, Mexican restaurant. There is one, and it is Northwest Highway, which I believe is $1.99. Yep, yes. Right there in good old Fort Worth.
All right.
No. That's Dallas.
Oh, that is Dallas. Oh, yeah. There's Love Field. Okay. So there's only two ponchos left, and they're in Dallas. The one on $1.99 is gone.
Must be gone.
Dang. Times, they are changing.
Wow. All
right.
Dallas ponchos, I don't think I'd be comfortable eating there.
Anything Dallas, I'm not comfortable with.
We eat at Papa's Bros once a year.
That's true.
Okay, valid. That.
One thing in Dallas, we're comfortable.
But it's on the outskirts, though. It's not in Dallas. That's what we need to do as field trip, though. We need to start Googling number one places to eat, because there's like a lot of barbecue joints, number one, like top tens. And we need to start trying the number ones of different foods.
Yes. Absolutely.
And then
the ones
back.
Where all the crowds are at.
Yes. Yeah, but I've been to the...
Well, that's a good one.
It was a good one.
Christ, I think it just had a heart attack.
Yes.
Wow.
Can you sneeze yourself into cardiac arrest?
Did you have any anal seepage?
We'll check.
Yeah, we'll check it later.
We'll check.
But I've been to the number one burger joint in DFW.
Yes. Shitty?
I've had way better burgers.
Mm.
And we waited like 45 minutes in line.
Rodeo Goat?
Special.
No, God, no.
Breads?
No.
What was it?
I can't say that name.
Why not?
Because I don't remember.
They're not paying us?
No, I don't remember what it was. This was like, geez, 10 years ago, I guess it was.
I mean, the OG of like phenomenal burger is Herb Burger in Jacksboro.
Now, there's so many burger joints you never even heard of.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah,
Wingfields, bro.
Mm. Dallas.
I'll put up
Wingfields. That's Dallas.
That is Dallas. And I'll put up Wingfields any day over Herb's Burger. Any day, Herb's. I don't know if you heard this.
Man,
look into
tough.
My eyeballs. Any day.
Well, let's do it. Number ones of everything.
Yeah, we need
to make it our life's mission.
We should.
Like once a month. Once a month, we do number one.
Then we can put on little stickers on the wall while we're there. Man pads. Mad pads.
Stickers. Speaking of that, we need stickers. Where's your... God dang it. Oh, there it is. Virgil. We need Whiskey Bro stickers. Yep. Virgil. We have cards. If you need cards. We have merch now. Go to Virgil.
We are literally selling ourselves, people.
That's what we do.
Yeah. We're whores for you.
We're whores for you.
It's okay. We got the Mad Pad to cover us.
That's right.
That's right. We're about to get so rich off that, dude.
It's patented. Don't even go search for it.
Nah,
it's patented. Trademarked, patented.
Mm-hmm. Mad Pad.
Somebody stole
it. Are we saying mad?
Yeah.
Mad Pads.
Why are we saying mad?
That's what
man.
We came up with at the very beginning of the episode.
You worried about post-bidet moisture? Mm. Don't worry. We got you covered.
Yeah. Before the bidet... Mm. We're gonna work on it.
Yeah, we got this.
Yeah,
I think we should do it.
Stay tuned. Really
idea. We'll make commercial.
Oh,
I'll wear one. Yeah. I'll wear one for the.
I'll wear one.
Yeah,
I'm serious about the string.
No,
it's a string, but don't sling.
It's a string, but don't sling.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
Yes.
All right, that's enough.
Still don't know why we need the string, but I like it.
Good night.
Adios.
Been listening to the Whiskey Bros Around the Table.
convivir con los hermanos Whiskey.